This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, Abaisai. We're continuing in our Shir on Bi'ur HaTefillah. The Bi'ur HaTefillah series is sponsored by our good friend Betzal Rose of Los Angeles, Leah Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, and Zesham Shehav and Aliyah, Bi'ur Melas Yosher for his whole Mishpacha. And today's learning, dedicated by our dear friend Rav Josh Rosenthal on the occasion of his father's yard site. Aaron ben Yeshua Zelig is the Shamash Haven Aliyah, the male Siosher for his whole Mishpacha. Okay, so we're continuing on in Hoidu. We mentioned the first segment of Hoidu was the Shir commissioned by David HaMelech to Asa to compose for the Tamid Shal Shachar, and that goes from Hoidu until Al Tigu B'Mashichai Uvin V'yai Al Tareo. The second song starts from Shir Olai Shir Chadash, and it goes until Baruch Avimro Hashenu L'Keshim Kavsin Matsim Nagim L'Hashem Kavsin Matsim Nagim L'Hashem Baruch Shem Olam Amin V'Amin V'Yoyimu Kol. It goes till V'Yoyimu Kol Ha'am Amin Halleluka, and then begins what Rav Schwab has deemed the braiding of tefillah. Negadelcha, if you remember, Unishabechacha, Unifa'ercha, V'namlichacha, V'nazker Shemecha. So these are the five parts of Psukei de Zimra. The first part being Negadelcha, and Rav Schwab learns Negadelcha is a lashon of Gidol, braiding. And what this does is it takes Psukim from different areas of Tanakh and it braids them together like a bouquet of flowers. So the first braiding was Raymimu Hashem Alekeinu V'shachu L'hadam Raglav Kadoshu Raymimu Hashem Alekeinu V'shachu L'hadam Kadoshu Ki Kadosh Hashem Alekeinu. Now we move on to the second braid, and the second braid takes psukim that are in Tehillim. So we're not, one is Tehillim Ayin Ches, one will be Tehillim Mem, and one is from elsewhere in Tehillim. And they are braided together. So what is this braiding? Because the last braid consisted of two psukim, two roimimus. The second braid is now going to consist of three psukim. As you know, for all you guys who bake challah out there, which I don't recommend, my recommendation is stay out of the kitchen. But if you make that mistake and you go into the kitchen, you better know what you're doing. So either sometimes you make challah, the braid should be small. Sometimes you make challah, the braid should be big. This second braid is a bigger braid. And this is called the braid of Rachamim. We take three psukim, and the theme of these three psukim is Rachamim. We begin, V'hu rachum yichaper avoin v'lo yashchiz v'herba l'ashvapoy v'lo ya'ir kachamasai. Now we don't say V'hu merachem, he has mercy. We say V'hu rachum. Rachum, says Reb Schwab, is a lashon of pu'al, that he becomes rachum through others. That means God, we're not saying God has mercy. Rachum means others make him one who has mercy. Rachum, we make God have mercy. How? By asking him to have mercy. We don't say v'hu merachem. No, God doesn't see us and say, oh, I feel bad for those Nebuchadnezzar Jews. Let me help him out. No, he doesn't do that. God looks down and he says, look, if they don't want me to have mercy on them, then I don't know. You know, they're going to shul, but I don't know what they're doing over there. They're fooling around. They might be speaking. They might have their phones out. So, nothing I can do. Can't help them. God is not just merachem. He's rachum. We have to make him have mercy on us. Who says that? King David. King David, he was an Orthodox rabbi. He knows what he's saying. He doesn't say God is merachem. He says God is rachum. We make him have rachmanus. V'hainu sherachmanusai al yedei bakashoseich shem tespalo lo yizbarach sheyiten lecha rachmim yishma tfilascha. We make God have rachmanus on us. V'chein lo yksiv choinein. We don't say God has graciousness upon us. He's chanun. We engender it. Now, this is an important thing, and hopefully we'll discuss it more next week. And that is, V'hu racham yichab ravon. You better know what this pasuk means, because there's no pasuk that we say more often. We say this pasuk at least 4 times a day. How's that? We say it in Hoidu, we say it in Yehi Chavod, we say it in Uval Etzion, and we say it on Maariv. And on Shabbos, we say it 5 times. You say, what? Yeah, if you count Matzah Shabbos, we say it 5 times. We say it in Hoidu, Yehi Chavod, Uval Etzion by Mincha. We say it Matzah Shabbos v'hu racham, and then again Nuval Etzion by Maariv. V'chol pam yesh ba'amirasa kavanu miyuchadus, and every one of these 5 times you say it, it means something else. So you say, that works out well, because I don't know what any of them mean. That's good for you. That's true. But each time you say v'hu racham, it means a different thing. That's the advantage of ignorance is bliss. I don't b'chlal know what it means, so I don't have to worry about it contradicting one meaning to the other. We're going to talk about its meaning by Shacharis. Now, next week we're going to discuss, there is an opinion, you don't say this pasuk on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham brings, you don't say it on Shabbos. Say, huh? But it's in the Siddur. Like we've said many times, you need to know this halachic point. There is a shaila whether you're allowed to say the pasuk v'huracham on Shabbos. And there's a difference between the huracham of Hoidu and the huracham of Yichavod. Now, says the says Reb Schwab, Mishuras hadin, kisha'adam morid b'koinu v'oysa davara, yitzach l'kabal undertaker for miyad. According to the letter of the law, you do something wrong, you need to get punished immediately. Loi begeder nekama, not vengeance. Elikadela sakin yivasiltara, you need to correct what you did. The problem is, if God would punish immediately, then we would never be able to recover. So if God would punish immediately, then chas v'shalom, it would be lightning, and that would be the end of it. So in exchange for one immediate grand finality of punishment, Hashem is marich apoy. Hashem withholds, he lengthens his anger, and he punishes little by little. So one day, you're a little achy, and one day you're a little stuffed nose, and the next day your throat is a little itchy. And this way, the Ribbono Shel Olam berachamim, instead of one whopper, He spreads it out, and the conglomerate effect of the aches and pains is in exchange. Ubemachoivim ketana v'meshach yimei chaya adam. Somebody once asked me, why do we say Rifa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei, God heal us? Why don't we say Hashem, I don't know, keep us healthy? The answer is there even a day of one's life that a person doesn't need some kind of refuah? No? Every day, you could legitimately say Rifa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei. V'hakol mitzarv l'chesh v'lias k'may oynish God of anara. Now, v'hu rachum, God is merciful, yichaper avayin. He, what does kapara mean? To cover over. Af al avayin. Avayin is avinu b'meizah, that which we sinned intentionally. Uvimal, God covers over even our intentional sin. V'lo yashchis, and he doesn't destroy in the madrega of giving us punishment all at once. The hirba lahashiv apoy. God withdraws his anger, even if we're chayiv anoinshim. And he doesn't arouse all of his anger, but he punishes little by little, like a bal chayiv, like a creditor, that he doesn't collect all at once. He says, okay, pay me $10 today, $50 tomorrow, until you pay off the debt. So here I want to share with you some thoughts of Rav Miller on these 3 psukim, the braiding of mercy. And he is merciful. V'hu rachum, he is merciful. What does that mean, he is merciful? It means only he is merciful. And only he is fully merciful. Everyone else, they're merciful, but it's contingent. But it's not intrinsic. And even the mercy of other people in our life, it's not intrinsic because it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the mercy of a father and a mother on their children is not intrinsic. It's something God put in them. So Vehu Rachum means only God is merciful and only He is intrinsically merciful. Now we don't say Vehu Yerachem, He will have mercy, or He does have mercy, but He is merciful. Which means, it doesn't mean a tense, it means that's His profession, that's His reality, it's His profession and vocation. He is intrinsically merciful at all times. Okay. Now we say Vihirba Lahashavapai, He greatly turns back His wrath. What do you mean? What wrath? Why is God so upset? And the answer is because the anger and the wrath which is created by sin is extraordinarily great. And that's something that we very successfully ignore and don't think about. We don't think about the fact that when a person commits an Avera, it arouses a very extraordinary wrath. And that could be for any numerous possibilities of Averas that one may commit. And we have to realize that even though it creates extraordinary wrath, much, very much of God's anger is turned back and withdrawn just because of His kindness. So here a person could do something improper, may say something harsh, do something improper in a Beis HaKnesses, in a shul, in his house, and on the street, and that arouses a very great anger, but you should know much of it God withdraws just because of His kindness. However, unless a person does a perfect tshuva, there's still going to be kas and wrath against the person. Vihirba, He greatly turns back His wrath, but not completely. Not all of the wrath is turned back. Now, He doesn't stir up all of His anger. Says Rav Miller, so enormous is the effect of a sin that it could stir up a terrible storm of anger against the world. But in His great mercy, He doesn't permit it to be stirred up. Meaning, technically, once in one Avera is committed, there should be a tsunami. But it doesn't happen very often. And that's because God, in His kindness, He doesn't allow the anger to be stirred up. And this is the main offering I want to share with you on this pasuk. It's a pasuk that I believe is the most commonly recited pasuk the entire day. We say that God does four things. V'hu rachum yichaper avayin. V'lo yashchis. V'hir ba'la hashav apoy. V'lo yo'ir kol hamasai. Says Harav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. These four degrees of mercy are enumerated in diminishing order. Number one, we say, V'rachum yichaper avayin. God, You're merciful, You should cover over the whole sin. That's the greatest demonstration of mercy, that God cover over the whole sin. Then we daven, that even if He doesn't consent to wipe out the sin because of its gravity, or or because He has to set an example, we say, if you're not Yechaper Avoin, then at least V'lo Yashchis, don't destroy. I mean, if you don't cover it over, at least God doesn't destroy, such as Chas Hashem, a sentence of death. But we ask that it should be Berachamim, like we said, in small measures, and they should add up. And if you can't do that, and a lot of your wrath has been aroused, we ask you, Vihirba Lahashiv Apai, at least turn back a lot of it. Even if it's too late to revoke the decree, but as a last resort, we ask you to withdraw much of it. And even if you can't do that, even if you can't withdraw it, at the very least, V'lo yo'ir kol chamasai. At least if you do have to carry it out, it should be without the full measure of anger. So that is the first pasuk. The first pasuk comes from Tehillim, and it is based on Rachamim, V'hu rachum yichaper avayin. So how do we understand this braid? Says the Rav Miller. Ata Hashem loisichla rachamecha mimeni. You, God, do not withhold your mercies from me. Now that's pretty direct, and that should make an impression on a person. Could you go over to a king, or an important person, or even your governor, and say, "You, ta," you know, you don't talk that way. But with God, look how we're speaking to Him. You, Hashem, don't withhold your mercy from us. So we don't just say, sichla, loy sichla, don't you withhold. We say, ata you. And we don't say, loy sichla, ata, we say, ata. So what do we see from here? We're saying, you and you alone are the source from which Israel expects mercy at all times. The fact that we start off, ata Hashem, loy sichla, rachamecha, mimeni, that means what we're enunciating is, don't think that we're protected. Because we have a savvy Prime Minister, Netanyahu, who could tippy-toe around presidents of the United States and dictators. No. Don't expect mercy, not from the President of the United States, not from the Prime Minister of the State of Israel, and not from any other world leader or power in this world. Ata Hashem, only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the source of rachamim. We don't expect mercy from anybody else. And what's amazing is, even in the time when Hashem is angry, we could still say, don't forget your mercy. As it says in Chavakuk, Beroiges Rachim Tiskar, even in God's anger, remember your mercy. This is unlike any human being who, at the time that they're angry, they're the opposite of merciful. And we say, Yudke Vavke, Ata Hashem Leistich Rachim Meni, that the a special bond he had with his people, and to whose fathers he promised an everlasting covenant, and his unchanging thoughts. We're saying that even at a time of Hashem's anger, we could still expect His mercy on us. And we say, Ata Hashem, Leislichla rachamech imeni, Chazdecha va'amitcha tamid yitzruni. Your kindliness and your truth always guard me. Now I understand what it means that God's kindness always guards us. What does it mean His truth guards us? How does the truth of Hashem guard us? What does that mean the truth of Hashem guards us? Now the word tamid means always, without pause. Because if His kindness or His truth would interrupt for a moment, we couldn't exist. Our existence is solely due to Hashem's kindness and truth. And any time a mishap occurs, somebody's not feeling well, someone is challenged, he has a difficulty, it's to remind us of the hundreds and thousands of millions of other occasions that Hashem's kindness stood guard over him incessantly. Somebody wakes up one day, they're not feeling well. For a person not to be feeling well, there could be one of a billion possible explanations or reasons. It's to remind you that for the majority of your life, God was watching diligently and vigilantly over all of those billions of processes to make sure they would work perfectly. And when something is not working properly, it's to remind you, A, to thank Hashem for being vigilant for the vast majority of all other things for the during the course of the rest of your life. And it's just to trigger your mind to make you realize how every moment of life we are utterly dependent on God's incessant kindness. Now, what does truth mean? This is very important. And the reason why I bring Rav Miller over here, I didn't see any of the other Mepharshim explaining. What does it mean God's truth protects us? Truth means Hashem's faithfulness and steadfastness in maintaining His kindness. That means God is so committed to His kindness. When we say God's truth protects us, it's His commitment and His unwavering commitments, His steadfastness to His kindness. Now, MS refers, says Rav Miller, to He made a deal with us. He's not going to destroy the world in a flood. That truth stands up for us to protect us. He made a covenant with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that he would perpetuate the existence of Klal Yisrael. God maintains faithful to that promise. God made a promise he's going to revive the dead. He is steadfast to that promise. So all of the promises God made to maintain the existence of the universe, to redeem us, God is faithful and truthful to those promises. So this is the second pasuk of the braiding of Rachamim. Ata Hashem, lo yisich lo rachamecha mimeni. Chazdecha v'amitcha, your kindness and your truth, tamid yitzruni, always guard me. And then we say, Zechoyer racham, this is the third pasuk of mercy. Zechoyer rachamecha Hashem v'chasadecha, remember your mercy, Hashem, your kindness, ki mei oylam heima. We say to God like this, God, when we say remember your kindness, we're not telling you to do anything new. Your kindness is as old as the hills. As soon as you created the world, you created b'midas harachamim, like it says, oylam chesed yibane, that the whole bria was not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but God's will to be meitiv to us, like the Mesillas Yesharim says. Says Harav Avigdor Moser Zecher Tzadik Livracha, ki me'olam hema, for from ever are they. These mercies and kindnesses are those that you bestowed upon us from the days of our fathers, in addition to the mercies and kindnesses which you demonstrate to the creation universe and thenceforth. We are thereby encouraged and additionally obligated in our trust in you, meaning like this. You know why a Jew must have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because of our experience with Hashem. We have an obligation to trust in Hashem's kindness because of our long-standing relationship and experience with Him. From the beginning of time, God has been what Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Re'acha v're'a avicha al tazoiv, your friend and the friend of your father, do not forsake. So God has been our best friend from time immemorial, because the happy experiences obligate one to continue his confidence in the friend who has proved faithful throughout the generations. He fed us, he created us, he guarded us, and we trust in him continually. So we say, Ata Hashem, Zechor Rachamecha Hashem Achzak Kimei Olam Hema. We are not drumming up something that is new, is novel. You need to be ma'irar. No, this is as old as the hills. We are familiar with this mode of your conduct from the beginning of time. This completes the second braid of Negadelcha. The first Gido were the two Roimimus. Roimimu Hashem Lekim 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 Hashem Lekim. But the braid of Rachamim is a three-part braid, starting with Hu Racham Yichaper Avoin, Ata Hashem Lekim Rachamech Mimeni, Zechor Rachamech Hashem Achzak Kivim Eilam Hema. Rabbi Isai, if we could even focus on one braid of our davening, so the same way Friday night when you're hungry, a hot challah that came out of the oven, there's nothing like it. It's so delicious, it's sweet, it's satisfying, it warms your heart. So too, if somebody is able to focus properly on the words of davening, it will be like a warm braided challah. And it will elevate us, as Rav Schwab says, mispalel. It doesn't say mifalel. We don't offer prayer, but it's something that engenders elevation. Mispalel, it's reflexive. It elevates us. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, thanks everyone for joining. Wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Rabbi, I have to disagree with you on one thing.
I know what it is.
Why?
I know you're ready. The kitchen, right?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.